here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Friday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merit Assembly of God, been pastoring Merit Assembly of God for 26 years now. And we have been coming to you Monday through Friday, 8:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening on WMIE, 10:30 of a morning on WWBC 1510 AM for almost 5.5 years now, getting close to 5.5 years. And we are so thankful that you tune in to study God's Word. And I am constantly telling people that I am totally surprised, totally shocked that this ministry has found its way to me. When the radio station approached me 5.5 years ago, doing radio wasn't on my horizon. Let me put it that way. But we are so thankful that God has made a way for us to come together. And as one listener put it, be a part of a radio congregation here as we study God's Word. I am so thankful for His Word. His Word is a blessing to me. It helps me. It instructs me. It guides me. He is able to lead me through His Word, and so I'm very, very thankful for that. It's also let me meet a number of people, and we're very thankful for that. Some of the people that help bring this radio program to you are the folks at Creative AC Solutions. This is not a money-making ministry. This is actually something that is a financial deficit, if you will. If you just compare money in with money out, it's not even a close comparison. We don't just measure by dollars and cents, though. We want to measure by obedience. And as we're obedient, we know that the blessings of God are going to come and all of our needs are going to be met. So we're not into bean counting, but we do have a few businesses that contribute to Merit Assembly of God that help make this program a possibility. One of those is Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. Bill and Drake, he is a very, very good air conditioning and heater repairman. He knows all about the cooling systems. It is, and in fact, if you ever have a conversation with him about some of these things, it's amazing the information that he has tucked away in his brain there and is able to share that with you. I'll never forget, I called him one time with a problem that I was having at home, and he said, it sounds to me like it is this problem here. And that particular problem I was able to resolve without him even having to come out. He just told me what to do, and I was able to do it. There was another time he said, it sounds to me like it is this problem. And sure enough, he showed up and had it diagnosed and repaired in under 15 minutes. If he can be a blessing to you here in Central Brevard County, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. Tell him you heard about him on the Refresh radio program, and we would appreciate that a great deal. We want to take one last opportunity to remind you that this coming Sunday morning, 10:30 of a morning, 6:30 of an evening, Tom Green is going to be ministering at Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. This is our I Love Missions Emphasis Day. And we have a special gift that we're going to be giving to those who come and participate in our missions program. I heard a pastor say one time that investing in the Word of God is the only investment that you are guaranteed a return on your investment. Because he said, God said his word will not return to him void. And so we are big believers in missions. I not only believe that from a theoretical standpoint, but Merit Assembly of God has been transformed as a church because we are outside of ourselves. We are constantly doing outreach to the community, to missions around the globe. We do so much that it changed our church. It changed our church from a very, very tiny and insufficient budget to now we're able to come. This radio program costs more in 1 year than our total budget used to be. It's pretty close to what it was for the first 4 years that we were in existence. There wouldn't have been enough money left over in those first 4 years to pay the electric bill beside the radio program here. But God has led us each and every step of the way. And as we partake in missions, it has changed our church. I found that you cannot outgive God. You cannot outgive God. I consider myself a very blessed pastor to have a church. And this, the last missions policy change that we had at our church was not something that was birthed in my heart. It was birthed in the heart of the people. And I absolutely love that. It wasn't a shrink back approach. It was, Pastor, can we make this change? And we have, and we are extremely thankful for it. So if you do not have a church, or if your church is just trying to hang on by a thread, I want to encourage you to see what God has for you beyond just existence and say, God, what would you have me to do to reach this world with the love of Jesus Christ? We're going to go to Psalm 27 today, Psalm 27, and we are going to begin reading in verse number 8. We're going to read through the end of the chapter today. We are talking about the Lord's Prayer, lead us not into temptation. So we're trying to get people from God, we don't want you to lead us mindset that we had when we were sinners, to an understanding of how God does lead us. That's the journey that we are on. And we're going to begin reading now in verse number 8. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me, nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my mother and my father forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. This might sound like an unexpected thought, but verse number 8 is where we really begin with God's leading here, because God speaks authoritatively, and he speaks to David here, and he says, seek my face. Seek my face. There was a saying that was made popular many, many years ago, and that was, let's seek his face, not just his hand. There are a lot of people who, when it comes to seeking God, they are really good at it when they are in desperate times and in desperate need. But God is looking for us not just to seek him because of what he can do for us, but seek him because we love him. You find out the difference as soon as there's a person in your life and they're lost. You soon realize that you're wanting to find them not because of what they can do for you. You want to find them because they love you. And so God issues a command, and the child of God should hear it as a glorious invitation. And David responded to God's statement, "Seek my face." And David's response was heartfelt. It wasn't just words. If I said, you know, say this, and you said it, you can say that and it not even really register with your mind. You know, it's kind of like, do you agree to the terms of this computer update for your program? And you probably don't look at that and read that a whole bunch. And there's probably stuff in there that we really don't want to read. I mean, there are a lot of times where people just say things to move on. I think about the psalm that constantly had the children of Israel, and whenever a statement was made, their response was, "For you are good, and your mercy endures forever." And it says that over and over and over again. There would be a statement, "And you are good, and your mercy endures forever." But I want you to know that to me, every time I hear that, "You are good, and your mercy endures forever," it's not just something that is to be repeated. It is a truth that I'm using to remind myself. And when there are obstacles, he is good and his mercy endures forever. When there's blessing, he is good and his mercy endures forever. When I'm in a crowd, he is good and his mercy endures forever. When I'm by myself, he is good and his mercy endures forever. When I'm rich, he is good and his mercy endures forever, I assume. I'm still looking for that part. When I'm poor, he was good and his mercy endures forever. It's who he is. It's not just something that we say. And so David said, "From my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek." God leads us in establishing our priorities. And he should be our top priority. We need to be seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will follow after that. Seek his face. Don't just seek God for what he can do for you. See, I've experienced those types of relationships for 35, 40 years where there's a knock on the door and what can you do for me? And as soon as that need is met, then they're gone and they don't want you to lead them anymore. But God says, if you will allow me to establish your priorities, if you will seek my face, I tell you, you will find that God's leadership in all of the other areas of your life is going to be exponentially better. You know, when I look at someone's face, I can oftentimes tell what's going on. I am a person that has lousy control over my facial muscles. If you don't believe me, you should look at the photographs that have been taken of me through the years. There are three types of pictures. Okay. All of them are purely accidental. I either look like a deer in headlights because I am trying so hard to keep my eyes open so that you don't catch me during a blink or something like that. I literally look like I've just had a spotlight shown in my eye and my eyes are wide open. The other possibility is that I'm fighting that tendency so much that my eyes are half shut or I have just blinked at the wrong time and I look like a person who is on a drug binge, and I've never taken drugs in my life. I mean, those are the two extremes. And in between there, every once in a while, you get a picture where my face accidentally ends up in the right place. I have lousy control over my face, but I'm a person that likes to watch people, when I'm preaching, I'm looking at people's faces. It tells me whether or not they are receiving, what if they're hearing, if they're feeding on the word of God that is going forth. For me, that is the greatest input. And so here I sit in a radio studio with no faces to feed off of except for the face of God. And I tell you, if you and I today will allow God to lead us into seeking his face, lead us into a place of prayer, we're going to be much better off. But it's got to come from the heart. It's got to come from the heart. Where I let me just put it to you this way. For the people that I love in my life, sometimes I don't need words. I just want to be with them. I want to watch them. I want to just sit there and enjoy the presence of the people that I love. And you know what? When we seek the face of God, it's because he loves us. It's not a strained relationship. It's not always about performance. It's about a covenant relationship of love. Verse number 11, teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. As I was studying and going through this passage, there was this phrase that popped up again, because of my enemies. We had already talked about in one of these other passages that in Psalm 5, lead me, O Lord, verse number 8, Psalm 5:8, lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. And now here we are in Psalm 27, and David is praying once again, and he said, lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. God will lead you even during a time of conflict. He will always lead you in a righteous manner, not an unrighteous manner. You don't have to worry about revenge. You don't have to worry about what they've done. The Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. So don't waste your time praying, God, would you break their teeth? God, would you wipe them off the face of the earth? That's not the right prayer. The right prayer is, God, would you change my heart? Would you change their heart? Would you bring both of our hearts into alignment with what you want and how you want it? God, bring us into that covenant relationship of blessing. That's the prayer to pray. Okay? And so God doesn't abandon us when we are under attack. A friend of mine tells a story about when he was growing up that he came to the defense of a family member who was under attack, and got into a situation. This was in a time gone by and an era long ago, and when he came under when there became more than one enemy coming against him, the person that he had come to the rescue ran off and left him. And I'm so glad that God doesn't leave us. In fact, right before this, in verse number 10, David says, when my mother and my father forsake me, the Lord will take care of me. You know, if you find yourself under attack and you feel like you are all by yourself, remind your situation and remind yourself that God is not going to abandon you because of your enemies, but he will lead you. He will lead you in righteousness. And it says this, he will lead you in a smooth path, in a straight path, in a level path. While your enemies are gathered around watching and waiting for you to fall, waiting for you to stumble, waiting for you to mess up, God is going to lead you in a path that is going to leave them wondering how did that situation go so badly, so quickly. The enemy has so many times thought he has had a foolproof plan in place, only to find that God was able to lead his people through that. Do you realize that Daniel's enemies thought that they had him in a no-win situation when he went to prayer against the law? And the punishment, can you imagine the punishment for praying was to be thrown to a bunch of starved lions? And so they expected that was the end of the encounters that they were going to have with this man of prayer, only to find that the next morning he was still alive, because when Daniel went into the den of lions, the angel went into the den of lions, and the angel shut the lion's mouth. Praise God. I'm very thankful that when enemies show their face, God shows his face on our behalf. God, lead us in a smooth path. Lead us in a place where we're not going to stumble. You see, one of the things that I'm highly motivated by is I don't want to bring embarrassment to my Savior. I don't. If the price of fame is to have a spiritual fall, I don't want to have any part of being famous. I'm not concerned about my name. I want to make the name of Jesus famous. And so I'm constantly reminding myself in public and in private, let's do this for the name of the Lord. The reason that I pastor is not for the paycheck, but it is to bring glory to the name of the Lord. I'm not complaining about my paycheck. I'm not complaining about it. I'm extremely thankful because I've ministered without it before, and I'm very thankful to minister with it. But the reason has been and always will be to bring glory to the name of Jesus. Pray today and ask God to teach you his way and for him to lead us in a smooth path, because the reality is we all have enemies. Let's go on to the next verse, verse number 12. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses against me and such as breathe out. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We're on the backside of Valentine's Day, and you know, there's a lot of heartbreak that goes on this time of year. There's a lot of excitement, but for a lot of people, it's a heartbreak. And whatever it is that you go through, whether it's relational and a relationship disappointed you, or it ended, or it hasn't even shown up on the horizon yet, I want to encourage you today that you are not the first person that has ever dealt with disappointment, but God will not desert you in a place of disappointment. David said, even though there were adversaries who had their idea of what they wanted to do, God had different plans, and he said those adversaries would have caused him to lose heart unless he had believed. Unless he had believed. I encourage you to start now in developing that gift of faith that God has given you. Utilize it. Use it often. If you never use it, if you do not use your faith in the small things, you will never be able to trust God for the bigger things. You will never be able to trust God for the huge things. A lot of people have this mindset when it comes to their finances. Says, I don't give to God. I don't tithe. I don't give. I can't afford to. And I'm telling you, if you are not faithful in the little things, if you're not faithful when your tithe is a dollar, you will not be faithful when your tithe should be $10,000. On the one, it'd say, well, I can't afford it. I don't make enough money. On the other hand, if you were to come into that type of financial blessing, the mindset flips itself and it says, well, that's a lot of money. That's way too much money to give to God. And I want you to know, if you are faithful in the small things, God will make you faithful in the big things. Believe God now, before you are dealing with an adversary. Believe God now, when you may not have an enemy with real weapons, that is real spiritual weapons that is pointed at you. Believe him now, because you don't want to lose heart in the midst of the battle. Here is what David said, I believe. I believe that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You're going to go out of this Refresh Radio program into a weekend, and here's the truth I want you taking with you, that you will personally see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Too many times we get our eyes fixated on the crystal sea and the mansions and the streets of translucent gold, and we think about all of the great things that are going to go on in heaven. But I want you to see that not only is that true, but it is true here and now. God is not just God in the future. He's not just good in the future. He is good right now. Seek his face with all your heart. Allow him to lead you because of the enemies. Say, you know what? I'm not going to try and figure this out on my own. I'm going to let you lead me. And then say, you know what? Because I am persuaded that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, I'm not going to be intimidated by the enemies. I'm not going to be intimidated by armies. I'm not going to be intimidated by the economy. I'm not going to be intimidated by the doctor's report. I'm not going to be intimidated by the status of, or lack thereof, of relationship. I believe God that I'm going to see him. I'm going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. What a great God that we have that says, I'm going to bless you in the future, but I'm going to bless you right now. If you get a chance, come out and see us this weekend for the I Love Missions Mission Sunday with Tom Green. And we will see you Monday morning right here on the Refresh Radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.